Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have Jeff Budd representing Greater Sitka Arts Council and Dave Nevins representing No Limits. Tell us about some adventure films that you can see this evening. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So not too recently, there was the Banff Film Festival where we got 3 hours of amazing short films. And now we get a little taste of some more. Dave, maybe you can tell us about how this came about.
Well, actually, one of the films is a Banff Film Fest from the Banff Film Festival. The Last of the Great Unknown is a film that was one of the selections, but the group decided not to choose it. So Jeff and I decided, hey, that looks pretty good. So we got a hold of the filmmaker, and he was gracious enough to get us a copy, and that is one of the films. And the other film is Go Ganges, which many people are familiar with the film Paddle to Seattle. Same guys, just a different adventure, and they're both excellent.
So you and Jeff went rogue.
We did. We did our own thing.
And Jeff, just to step back for like the Banff Film Festival, how many films do you have to preview?
I don't know, what do we do, 30?
About 30.
Something like that. You don't watch all the full entirety of the 30. You get like a
trailer.
2 to 5 minute trailer. So you get an idea, and then there's some verbiage you can read about it. So you have to make your decisions from that. And there's, half a dozen of us or so?
Yeah.
And The Last Great Unknown is a film that spoke to both of you. And did you guys like give each other a signal like, we'll use this later?
No, but it was a good idea. I was just going through, when I was driving over here, I'm a Grand Canyon fan, and so I'm not as fanatical as these people, but I just figured out in the last 40 years I've been there 15 times. So I like it. And this is, beyond, you can get to the rim, and that's where most people go, and then you go down in the canyon where fewer people go, and these guys go where nobody goes. So there's some beautiful footage and just some of the technical aspects of climbing, and well, David can explain it better, getting down. And once you go down, there's no return. You got to keep going till you get to the river. And then they had their little paddle rafts, and off they went to wherever they got out of the river.
They're exploring the slot canyons via rope and just climbing around and hiking, and it's pretty fascinating stuff.
Are you a climber?
A little bit.
And the audience for these shows, is it just really for like active people? I always think that's funny about Banff, that I'm in this really active room and I'm not sure how everyone can sit for 3 hours, but they do. It's the most relaxed I've ever seen this group of people. So what's the audience for these films tonight? Are they family oriented? Any age group?
Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
I think if you like a good story, both of them are good stories, and the Ganges one is, not to give it away, but they decide they're going to trace the Ganges River, and they get to India and go to the headwaters and find out, uh-oh, it's too shallow. So for the first 400 miles, they buy a rickshaw, and three of them pedal this rickshaw. And we're not talking about like what we see here for the pedicabs. We're talking, rickshaws that are flimsy, maybe?
A bit flimsy. Flimsy.
And they have tire problems. Anyhow, it's just a great story, and their attitude, and just keep going, and then finally get on the river, and then they jump on some Vespas or a Vespa and motor through the traffic. It's crazy.
About how long are these movies tonight?
I think we plotted out about, 2 hours?
Altogether, yeah. The first one, the Ganges, is
a little less than
60
hours.
Or 70 minutes, and then the Grand Canyon one's less than 30.
Yeah.
And I should mention that the event's called Rickshaw and Canyons, a double feature adventure film festival. And where is this being held?
At UAS in room 229. So it's our new multimedia room, and it's got a screen so wide you're going to have to sit back so you can see the whole thing.
And it's a new-ish venue that a lot of people are showing their films. So it's tonight, 7 p.m. at that classroom auditorium. And Dave, there's another reason why this film festival is happening.
Well, my side of the coin is it's a No Limits event. Partly involved with that, but I'm doing it for JDRF, which is Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, which a lot of people are maybe familiar from a national standpoint. They have a new office, a new person that was hired up in Anchorage. So for the first time, we have an office here, or they have an office and an active representative. So kind of excited about that. They deal with type 1 diabetes and research.
And what's your connection with diabetes?
I'm tagged. So I have it. I do have type 1.
And you're very active.
I try and be.
Yeah, and I know that haven't you done sort of like kayaking trips and motivating folks?
Yeah, and we're actually planning a trip this summer, probably July, and I'll be working with Sail on that. So look forward to that, and hopefully if anyone has diabetes, you know, get a hold of me.
Fantastic. So the film festival, the art side for entertainment, the active side to show that even if you have diabetes, you can be out and about. So it's a little bit of a fundraiser. So it's $10 for adults, $5 for students and seniors. So do you split the door?
Split the door. Split the pot, like we said earlier.
It's very democratic. And it's very nice to see that the Arts Council is doing some of these different collaborations.
Yeah, we like it. It's a good partnership. The Visitors Bureau's where Dave works has just been sensational helping us, and the Arts Council and other groups here in town. Not to give anything away again, but like ATA, Alaska Travel Industry Association, is coming here in October, and the Visitors Bureau is taking a lead on that, and there's going to be 400 people, give or take.
That's going to be a big party.
I don't think there's been a 400 people event here yet, unless you count a cruise ship coming in, but no, they'll be here 2 or 3 days. And so, no, this is an excellent organization. They certainly help us, and it's a good partnership, and we both like some of the same kind of stuff.
Terrific. And what's coming up with the Arts Council?
Oh, that's right. You were going to tell me you're going to ask me that question.
Maybe a melodrama?
4 years in the making, and we're getting closer. So that's going to happen. The goal is to try to show it, unveil it for Alaska Day sometime. That's the goal, but we'll see. But it's been exciting to see it. We've had people read it, and people are making little changes here and making it a little bit more localized. And so it's about a Sitka. It's about the exchange in 1876, and it's, you know, it's a melodrama, so it's over the top, we hope, silliness, but it's got a message.
And there's some audience participation.
There could be, yeah.
Could be. Could be. Dave, you interested in maybe participating in the melodrama?
He'd be a great hero, wouldn't he?
He would.
I'll think about it.
All right. Well, you have time to persuade him as you're collecting ticket sales this evening. Tonight, Rickshaws and Canyons, a double feature adventure film. It's happening at UAS Auditorium. Tonight, 7 o'clock.
Room 229. We'll have signs to get you upstairs.
And you can see the rogue films that these two have saved from the Banff Film Festival. I'd like to thank my guests, Jeff Budd and Dave Nevins. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Holly. You.